Our two regular political observers have both written about this issue. Columnist E.J. Dionne wrote in the Washington Post that this is the first skirmish in the new battle for universal health coverage. Good to see you again, E.J.
Good to see you.
And in the opposing corner, David Brooks wrote in the New York Times, the S-CHIP bill exemplifies the Mardi Gras rules that govern Washington's handling of entitlements. David, first, is this really about spending on entitlements, or is it about an ideological opposition to big government programs that do things like provide health insurance?
Well, it's about two things. First of all, it's about the Republican Party trying to reestablish, as they say, their brand for fiscal conservatism, and that's why Bush has no choice but to veto it. It's also about different visions of health care. Just to be clear on where I stood, if I were a senator, I'd vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a successful program. Nonetheless, the reason I wrote that, because I do think it has flaws which exemplify why this country is not going to be able to meet its fiscal promises. In the first place, the program is structured so that states have an incentive to lift their benefits, knowing that taxpayers in other states will pick up the tab. And the second...
But including in their own states as well.
Absolutely, but they shift the cost. The second thing is that, and to me the most important thing, is that a lot of the funding is picked up by taxing smokers. Now, high school dropouts smoke at two or three times the rates of college graduates. This is a low-income group of people by and large. And we are not taxing we're not taxing wine. We're not taxing gasoline. We are taxing low-income people to pay for people earning up to $60,000 a year. And to me, that's just fiscally cowardly. And I support the program, but I'd like to see it done in a fiscally straightforward way.
EJ, does that suggest that if this is the beginning of the battle of universal health coverage, that the battle is going to be a lot more about the services provided than about the taxes it'll pay for those services?
Oh, I think the battle is about the services. First, let's be clear. The House actually had a much better way of financing this by getting rid of all these subsidies to private insurance companies through the Medicare Advantage program. It was the Senate Republicans who insisted on throwing all of this onto the cigarette taxes. And I'm glad David cares about regressive taxes. I'm sure he's going to get rid of all sales taxes now and replace them with income taxes. But to me, this is a remarkable issue. First, the president has been saying things that simply aren't true. There is absolutely nothing in this bill that would cover families with incomes up to $83,000 a year. Factcheck.org, a very down
the line. We heard from Julie Robner, who said that was based on what New York State might have done.
Right, which the administration denied, and there's nothing in this bill that pushes it up to that level. The overwhelming majority of people covered by this bill are either with very, very low incomes or lower middle incomes. So that whole sort of fake class warfare thing is kind of crazy and odd coming from a Republican. The other odd thing is that this is, as David conceded at the end, a fundamentally Republican program. Orrin Hatch, not exactly a socialist, proposed this, pushed for this program. It's run through the states. It's decentralized with federal support. And that's why so many Republicans voted for it.
What about that, David? Is this a case of a good thing mom and apple pie weren't in the bill, too, because they would have been vetoed along with health care for poor children?
Yeah, well, this comes out of a whole political context. As I said, the Republicans feel they lost the 2006 election in part because they so-called lost their brand. And it's true, the public trusts the Democratic Party more than the Republicans to balance the budgets. So they were hungry for a veto.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats said, you want a veto? We'll give you the most popular program on earth. Veto this. And this was a brainchild, I think, in part of Rahm Emanuel, and from their point of view, it's good policy and it's good politics. And the president really has no choice but to veto it because it would just decimate the Republican base. And so what they're now negotiating about is what's going to follow the veto. And what's floating around the White House is a plan to give S-CHIP the money for people making 200% of the poverty rate, which is $42,000.
Twice, rather than
twice.
Three times.
Right.
Which is
and then, but then on top of that, create a tax credit, $1,200 to $1,400, so people making $40,000 to $60,000 could buy their own insurance for kids. And to me, that's a responsible way to come to some sort of solution.
But for people making $40,000 to $60,000, EJ, to get a tax credit, if they get it against their Social Security taxes, it might be meaningful. But a lot of people just don't pay that much in income tax.
No, that's exactly right. And, the president has said he's worried that this plan might cover some kids who are now on private insurance. At best, a very small percentage might move out of private insurance. But his own tax proposal, proposals, very much the ones David described, would give most of their benefits, 77% of their benefit, to people who already have insurance. So it seems that as if the program is going to lower income people, the president worries about that problem. But if it goes to higher income people who pay income taxes, he doesn't seem to worry so much about that problem. Again, I think the fundamentals are most Americans want to cover these kids, and that's why Rahm Emanuel was smart to pick this fight.
Do you think, yes or no, David Brooks, is this going to be the big domestic issue of 2008, health insurance?
And 2009, 2010, if you go to the campaign trail, it's a huge issue.
David Brooks, E.J. Dionne, thank you both.
Thank you.